That is the one time, of the day that your body will be able to directly use fat for energy. Welcome to the Health Playbook, where we talk about simple, actionable ways for you to take control of your health. I'm trying to make being healthy as easy as it's supposed to be. So I'm sharing the things I've learned over the last few years as a health consultant. Please share and enjoy. Welcome on back to the Health Playbook. My name is Jake. Today, we're continuing our series on the five fundamentals of health. If you've missed any of the episodes, the last three, I highly recommend going back and listening to those episodes. We talked about so far the fundamentals of water. That was last week. And the fundamentals of nutrition. That was the first week. Talk about protein a lot. And then the first episode was kind of the introduction to all of this. So today is going to be a quick, very quick, jam-packed episode when it comes to exercise. The reason it's going to be quick and jam-packed is because exercise is the one thing that I think most of us don't want to talk about and don't want to do. Eating, okay, we all like to eat. We can eat. Let's make it work. Water, we all drink water, we'll make it work. But exercise, and then next week is sleep. We all love sleep, we'll make it work. But exercise, oh man, this is the big one. And to be honest with you, like I said in the first episode of this whole series, I used to have sleep as number one, but I moved it to number four because as it turns out, nutrition, water, and exercise all play in to how well you're going to sleep. So next week is the culmination of lots of what we talked about. It's kind of the ending of the first major part of this series before we get into meditation. So today, exercise is easy. Say that out loud before we get too deep into the episode. Say it out loud right now. 1, 2, 3. Exercise is easy. Okay. We can complicate it. We can make it difficult. We can go extra, right? Go the extra mile and try to bodybuild or power lift or do CrossFit or become a yoga master. But exercise is easy at its core. At its core, what is exercise? Well, it's movement. It's moving your body, right? It's being active. I actually wear an Oura ring. I don't really recommend them because they're obnoxious and expensive. But it tracks calorie burn, and it's funny because it predicts when I was exercising, and it's usually pretty accurate. If I do a strength workout, it'll ask me, "Did you do strength training?" If I go for a walk, it'll say, "Have you gone for a walk?" But what's really funny is when I record these podcasts specifically, the moment I press end the video, my Oura app will say, "Were you working out?" It'll ask me if I was working out because the podcast, this is a mental workout, right? I am burning excess calories right now. A game of chess, it's crazy. A chess grandmaster will burn up to 5,000 calories during a chess tournament. It's incredible how many calories are burned from a mental workout. So exercise is being active, right, in some capacity. And I actually want to modify what I said. I said exercise is movement. That is a type of exercise. But exercise is activity, right? At its very core, exercise is activity. And there are all kinds of different exercises you can do. But today, I want to simplify what is the best, right? Because as we've gone through this series, we've simplified the fundamentals, right? When it comes to nutrition, we need protein. That's number one, right? So if you forget everything else, you need protein. When it comes to water, we need good hydration, right? Last week was about the hydration, the mixture of good water and good electrolytes. So we need good hydration, good spring water. Today, the simplest form of exercise, the one that we've been doing as humans for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, the thing that our body is physiologically built to do lots of, can you guess it? Is walking. That is the one thing humans have on every other predator and prey animal. The one thing we can do better than everything else in the world is walk. See, humans have this thing called endurance. Many, many animals do not have endurance. Animals are very explosive. If you look at a cheetah or a lion or a gazelle, they are going to explode with energy for a very short amount of time and either Either the cheetah gets the gazelle and now gets to relax and eat, or it misses the gazelle and it has to go to sleep for a while and try to recover some energy. So humans are kind of the only creature in the world that have this ability to endure, right? And walking is the one thing that we are physiologically built to do better than any other animal in the animal kingdom. So that lends me to the belief that walking is a very important part of our day. Very important part. So like we've simplified the rest of health, today's simplest message is just go for a walk. Just go for a walk. I remember in our intro, what I said was just be active a little bit every day. And that holds true. And we will get into some other ideas of exercise. And I'll end this episode with the things that I do every day that make my life simple and easy and give me the exercise that I need. But walking has been a staple of my life for the last 3 or 4 years. And if you follow me on Instagram and TikTok, you've probably seen in the last 3 years how much of an advocate I am for walking. So let's pause for a second and get into the science of walking. Why is walking so valuable? Well, for one, there's two kinds of exercise. There is aerobic exercise and anaerobic exercise. Aerobic means with oxygen. Anaerobic means without oxygen. Now, your body is built, for a certain amount of anaerobic and aerobic exercise. I don't know why I'm hiccuping right now, a little stressed. My calories are up right now. This is a workout for me. No, when we walk, our body is able to directly burn fat with oxygen, right? It's called aerobic. Aerobic exercise is like walking. It's like swimming. It's like running, biking. These are all aerobic activities. They get your lungs moving and your fat burning. Do you know how fat gets burned? Do you know the process? It's crazy. When your body is doing aerobic activity, your body can couple fat with oxygen to create energy. Do you know what the byproduct of that reaction is? Do you? It's carbon dioxide. So when you exhale, you are literally breathing out your fat. Okay? Every inhale oxygenates your body and gives you the oxygen you need to perform a very complex chemical reaction called aerobic respiration, where your body uses that oxygen, combines it with fat, creates energy, and the byproduct is your exhalation. It's an amazing process. And as you are walking, whenever you are walking, you are burning fat directly. So anytime you feel like you want to burn some fat, you are guaranteed to burn fat while you are walking. It's amazing. And because we have endurance and because we can walk for a long amount of time, that means we can burn an endless amount of fat if we so choose. Hi, Kristen. Thanks for joining. I appreciate you being here. If you don't know, I do this podcast live in the family every week, or every other week right now. So come join the family, be part of the live podcast. But walking is the thing that we are physiologically built for, right? Our bodies are built to do this effectively, constantly, every day. So it's of my belief that the simplest thing you can do for your health, and probably the best thing you can do for your health, is to go for a walk every day. Just go for a walk. Enjoy being outside. Enjoy nature. Enjoy the time you spend outside. If you want to use that time as your meditation, great, do that. If you want to use that time to catch up on audiobooks and podcasts, maybe this podcast, great, do that. If you want to use that time to listen to music or listen to news, do that. But go for a walk, because that is the one time of the day that your body will be able to directly use fat for energy. So it's amazing for you. Beyond that, we can talk about how walking will burn free glucose in your blood, right? Blood sugar. If you have high blood sugar, going for a walk will lower that blood sugar as your body uses it, right? Now, any exercise will burn blood sugar, but I'm just talking about walking here. Walking is great. Additionally, walking helps train the muscles that keep us upright. And things like GERD, gastroesophageal reflex disorder, right, where you have constant heartburn, or you have what's the other word for it? Indigestion. GERD comes from a weak diaphragm muscle. Well, what happens to our diaphragm to make it weak? We sit and slouch all day. This is us all day. Our diaphragm is not even active right now, right? To activate your diaphragm, you have to tuck your sacrum, sacral bone, your sacrum, in the back of your, small of your back, tuck it underneath your back, that pushes your chest out, and then you activate your diaphragm with a breath by pushing everything down. Now my diaphragm is active, the way I'm sitting right now. You can see I'm sitting very upright, and my esophagus, the bottom of my esophagus, is able to benefit from my diaphragm to close and keep the stomach acid where it belongs. So if you suffer from GERD or any kind of reflux disorder, going for a walk will not only help improve your metabolism to digest the food faster, but it helps to strengthen that diaphragm muscle to close your esophagus and keep your esophageal pathway safe from the damage of your stomach acid. So going for a walk trains the correct posture in your body to just live, right? Do the regular tasks that we need to do, like digestion and metabolism. So walking so far is great for calorie burn. It's amazing for fat burn. And it's incredible for just overall body posture and muscle and you know, alignment. Really, it's a holistic way to ensure you are getting exercise for your body. So we're only 12 minutes in, and that's kind of the bulk of the episode. Go for a walk. That's it, right? That's the simplest explanation of exercise. And I'll tell you what, the more you go for a walk, the more your body will just begin to crave that walk. Because it's so good to just burn through some of that fat, burn through excess blood sugar, burn through all the extra sugar in your liver, burn through some of the fat that needs to be used, burn through some triglycerides. It'll improve your cholesterol. The walk is really the catch-all for general health. Now, what's the level two of walking? Thanks for asking. The level two of walking, in my opinion, it's not running. I'm pretty anti-running, and I'll get into that in a little bit, but I used to be a runner. It's a very hard, workout on your knees, and our knees are such delicate structures that, you know, I am not opposed to running, but it's not the level two of walking. Hey, real quick, if you can take 5 seconds and leave me a 5-star review on this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Just take 5 quick seconds, open your podcast or Spotify or whatever app, press the 5-star button, and we'll get back to the podcast. The level two of walking is actually swimming, because it kind of takes this entire cardiovascular workout and it becomes a strength workout as well, where it's forcing you to activate every muscle in your body as well. Kristen says, I just walked to the grocery store. I walked into the grocery store. Does that count? Yeah, any steps count. Any steps you can do counts. It's if you go to the grocery store, maybe you should just do an extra lap before you shop. You know what I mean? Before you get your cart, before you get your basket, just do a lap. Walk around the store, you know? Back in my hometown of Erie, Pennsylvania, our local mall, the Mill Creek Mall, we have these things called mall walkers. And they're a very known thing where older people will come and they'll just walk the perimeter of the mall once every day. The mall actually opens an hour early for mall walkers. It's like the mall opens to the public at 9 a.m., but the doors are opened at 8 a.m., so anyone can come and just walk around the mall at 8 a.m. Getting your steps in any way you can do it is phenomenal. Phenomenal. So there's no bad way to go about walking. Now, like I said, the level two is swimming. And I know not when we don't have access to a pool, right? Not everyone has a pool in their backyard. I don't have a pool. I don't have access to a pool. I have the ocean, which is awesome. Go to the ocean, I guess. But if you have access to a pool, or you are someone that wants to take the walking to the next level, swimming is probably by far the best workout for your body overall. It's the best workout for fat loss. There's a reason that swimmer's body has always been kind of the sought after body. It's the best for muscle, the best for fat loss. And then, you know, in the subcat, and I mentioned that I don't like running. I think running is good in like some circumstances or settings. I think sprinting is probably better than jogging, get the heart rate up. I think doing hills is probably better than just flat running, go up a hill, down a hill. I think, you know, there are ways to make running safer. Run on grass, don't run on concrete or asphalt. But in general, I'm not a fan of running anymore, especially kind of post knee surgery. I'm just like, I don't want any excess strain on my knees if I can avoid it. So I'm not really a big runner anymore. I used to run, but I'm not really a big fan anymore. Other things you can do for exercise, again, it's any activity is good with me. So strength training, do some push-ups, do some pull-ups, lift a weight, right? At any weight, do a curl, do a press, do anything you can do to activate muscles safely, right? I'm not a fan of standing overhead presses. I'm not a fan of like decline, you know, with no support. I'm not even a huge fan of squat racks or barbells in general. I think they're a little bit unsafe and there's better ways to do things. Because you got to understand, if you do strength training, and this is a bit of a digression for a second, but if you do strength training and you don't do it 100% properly, your body is going to be creating scar tissue in places you might not necessarily want it. My shoulders, I have been dealing with this for 3 years now of working them out and trying to expand my shoulders, because when I was 16 to 19, I was a bodybuilder, an improper bodybuilder. I just cared about being big and looking big. So I did lots of chest workouts, which brought all of my strength forward, right? Which kind of rounds your shoulders. So now I'm doing pretty much exclusively back workouts to try to bring that muscle tension back. But all that to say, it's kind of easy to mess yourself up working out with strength training improperly. It's impossible to mess yourself up going for walks or doing swimming. So big fan of both of those things. And then I want to end this with probably my personal favorite exercise and what I do to stay active. So first of all, I do go for a walk every day. I usually either start my day with a walk. I might walk to get coffee, walk around town. I might walk to the gym before strength training, walk back from the gym. I do my walking in the morning usually. And then I am a huge fan of yoga. I'm a huge fan of it. Now, I used to do a lot more of it. You can be intense with it. But if you just find a couple of poses that are going to help with your personal shortcomings, right? And what I mean by that is if you have a weak back, or if you're like me, you have a weak, you know, upper shoulder, stronger chest, finding a couple poses just to do and to hold for a little bit to unlock your spine, unlock your pelvis, unlock your hips. I mean, I have so much tension, you know, lower back and hips, and I know I'm not the only one. So there's tons of very simple, amazing yoga poses that you can do to what we call build heat, right? A yoga pose should be very active and very, very in control. It's not a dead stretch. You're not just letting your body go and stretching. You're like actively holding a pose, and that builds heat, which can break through scar tissue and can burn actual fat, right? Burning fat comes from building heat. So a couple of poses, maybe we'll do a series on my favorite yoga poses at some point later. But I wanted to keep today really short because exercise should be simple. Okay. If you have specific questions about exercise or specific exercises that you want more insight in, come to the family. It's USA Medical Family on Facebook. Request to join if you're not already there, or just post and say, hey, Jake, I'm just curious. What is, you know, your favorite exercise? How do I do this exercise? What should I do if I want to lose this weight? Right? Just come ask a question because I want to keep today general and simple. So that's it. We're done. How general and simple was that? If you want to make sure you are following the five fundamentals of health, you have to at least be active a little bit every day. And in my opinion, the easiest way to do that is to just go for one walk every day. If you can go for one walk every day and drink plenty of good natural spring water and get good protein every day, I'm telling you, you're going to feel like $1 million. You're going to feel so good. And next week's episode on sleep is the culmination of all of this. So make sure you nail this habit of getting protein, getting water, getting a walk. And by the way, walking is a great time to get sunlight. So keep that in mind. But that's it. Thanks for watching. This has been the Health Playbook. Come join the family, ask questions. We'll see you there. I appreciate you all so much. My name is Jake. See you next week. Ciao.